From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
So if you're 50 years old or younger, you have a problem when it comes to Social Security because it might not be there. I mean, you can only push this out so long before you run into other problems. I mean, you have less people paying in enough money and you need to advance the age. You have to do means testing. You have to do something or Social Security will be completely insolvent by now at 2035 is what we see. Mark Goldwine here, Senior Vice President and Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so here we are once again being told that Social Security cannot survive financially long term, and yet little is ever done. And it's just like I feel like the train is going to go off the tracks, over the cliff, however you want to put it, and the politicians are going to stand by feckless and weak-willed and do nothing about it. Your thoughts?
I worry you're right, but there's still hope. We do have some time to fix Social Security, and you said everyone under 50 needs to worry. I'd say anyone under the age of 75 needs to worry. You think about it this way. If you're 65 right now, Social Security is going to run out when you turn 80 or 81. That's not that far off.
That's right. It'll run out. It'll run out at a time for people if you're over 50, right, when it's most critical. If you're on a fixed income and you've got, you know, whatever challenges you have. And here's the thing. People paid into this. It's Social Security insurance. It's not an entitlement. It is something we paid into. But if you don't start advancing the age north of 65 and raise the rate of retirement, we can't get there. Or you have to do some sort of a means testing if you have certain levels and it'll start to scale back how much money you get from Social Security. And I understand that'll really irritate people because they say, well, I paid in. Well, maybe you did, but in order to keep it alive, some systemic changes are going to have to occur, are they not?
Well, yeah, we're going to need to make significant changes. I don't think it's an or. I think probably we're going to adjust the age and we're going to adjust the benefit formula and we're going to bring in new tax revenue.
So where do you suggest these things come from?
Well, the politicians need to start acting. I mean, the good news is the members of Congress and the relevant committee, the Social Security Subcommittee, are actually starting to talk about this issue. That's the good news. The bad news is at the presidential level and at the presidential campaign level, we're nowhere. And we really need that kind of leadership.
Now, in fairness, you know, Social Security, when it was rolled out, I mean, the reason for rolling out was simply to buy votes, in my estimation. But there were a lot of concerns about the Great Depression at the time. And it was never intended to be a retirement plan. It was intended to be something in addition to everything else you did in your life. It was never supposed to be a retirement plan. And yet here we are, people using it as exactly that, a retirement plan. So when you talk about 20% across the board cuts, you know, if those were phased in, would that be an appropriate way to go?
Well, I think it'd be little comfort to somebody if they got a 20% cut to say, don't worry. And in 1940, we never intended the benefit to be that big anyway. You know, if we're talking about phasing in, yeah, I do think that most people are going to end up or should end up with a bit less than what is scheduled. But there's no reason that we need to ask people to take a 20% across-the-board haircut. The luxury of time allows it not just to phase in, but also to target changes, you know, do a bit by asking people to work longer, do a bit by making the formula more progressive, do a bit by having some more revenue. So we don't have to ask anyone to take that pretty deep across the board cut.
Well, I think that all those things have to be on the table for discussion, phasing in an older retirement age, an older age to qualify, because right now you can be 62 and qualify for partial benefits, full benefits at 65 and something better at 67. Those need to be older. Because in 1965, the life expectancy was about 65 in America, and now it's much older, 19% higher than that, so we need to phase in older ages. We might have to phase in lower benefits overall over time, and means testing, all of these things may come into play, because if not, it'll just be a sudden stop at the end, and that'll be the end of it. I mean, there's no other way around it. Either we pay now or we'll pay later. Pretty simple, isn't it?
That's exactly right. But it's so much better to pay now, because if we pay now, we can phase things in gradually. We can give workers time to adjust their savings habits. We can spread the pain over more generations. And actually, the size of the adjustment is literally smaller. If we wait 15 years, the size of the tax increase or spending cut we need is about a third larger, as opposed to if we act now.
Yeah, so you have to believe in a fantasy world where politicians will actually have some fortitude, some intestinal fortitude to get this done, some strength in their spine to actually do some heavy lifting. You're more of an optimist than I am, apparently.
Well, it sounds like that's a low bar. I would say I'm less of a pessimist than you are.
Well, fair enough, but I don't see the politicians going anywhere near this. They're too afraid of it. The fact of the matter is we need to do these things. We needed to do them 20 years ago, and it's always a Band-Aid as opposed to a real fix. I'll give you the last word.
You're absolutely right. We're really running out of time, and, you know, for 25 years being warning about this, it's time to start calling it a crisis. We cannot guarantee full benefits for people that are currently retired. This isn't about your grandkids. This is about your grandparents. And we act now.
Mark Goldwein, Senior Vice President, Senior Policy Director of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine is locally owned and operated, and Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water Systems button, and away you go. You'll be on the way to the best water you've ever had. My reverse osmosis system is awesome. Awesome. And I've been using Wolverine water since long before I was on the radio. They're the real deal. Trust me on this. It's the Steve Gruber Show.